Hello.
Hi there, this is Officer Dustin. I was looking to speak with Sean.
Yeah, this is Sean.
Hi, Sean. Heard your car got stolen.
I'm sorry, who is this again?
Officer Dustin. I'm calling from the police department. How are you doing?
To be honest with you, I've been better.
That's sad. Is there something bothering you? I could talk about it with you.
Well, yeah, my car is stolen.
Oh,
what's the problem?
That's right. That would probably bring the mood down a little bit.
You could say that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear about it. I'll tell you that much. And there has been a string of those burglaries happening in the area.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have, like, some updates here? Or, like, what's going on exactly? What can I help you with?
Let's talk about it, okay? Make, model, and license plate, please.
You should actually already have that. I gave that to the other officer when the car got stolen.
Well, you know what? I'll look back at the report then. Can you tell me where the theft occurred, though?
That should also be in the report. It was near a shopping plaza.
Okay, and was it nighttime or daytime?
Can I ask you something?
Sure you can. Go right ahead. What can I doozle for you?
I mean, I gotta say, you're sounding pretty chipper, and, you know, my car got stolen. This is kind of a big deal to me. I'm not exactly in the best of moods here, so...
Well, sure, that's a huge deal for a lot of people. I mean,
well,
I can understand...
mainly for me. I'm not concerned with other people. I'm concerned about my situation, you know?
Okay, well, I can see that, and I thank you for the compliment by saying that I'm cheery, okay? Because I wear that as a badge of honor. I'm a positive guy.
Yeah, I can tell.
And let me tell you this. Some of the guys around the precinct here are big old humdrums. I tell them that quite a bit.
I bet you do.
Like Officer Odenkirk. I don't know if he's ever woken up on the right side of the bed.
So are you like this all the time, this like cheery and upbeat? Because it's kind of irritating.
Like I said, I'm just a cheery guy. I tend to always look at the bright side of things.
Yeah, I can tell.
Glass half full kind of cop you're dealing with. For example, now that your car's been stolen, I'm sure you're meeting some cool people on the bus.
On the bus? What are you talking about?
How are you getting around now that your car's been stolen?
How am I getting... What does that have to do with... I don't want to talk about that.
Well, because the bus is a great option. Plus, there's that song you could sing every day. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
Stop?
The wheels on the bus go round and round all day long.
Could you stop with a goddamn bus song for 1 minute?
I'm sorry.
I don't care if you're sorry. I want to know details about my car, and
oh,
I don't want to hear
boy.
Mr. Sunshine, cop at large, telling me how I should take the bus or singing me like a goddamn... first grader.
Oh boy, looks like we have bigger problems than a car being stolen, don't we? We got someone who needs to turn that frown upside down, okay?
Don't stop being happy. I don't want you to be so cheery, all right? I want you to be a regular cop. Can you be just like a cop? You know, just like a regular cop?
Well, I suppose I could give it a try. Hey, Sean, tell me about your... I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm just a cheery guy, and I would like to get to the bottom of who took your car.
Can I talk to somebody else? Is there another cop that I could talk to, like a real cop?
I'll tell you what.
A cheer cop?
I will tell you what. Sean, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of officers around here, but all of them tend to be a little crabby.
Good. Give me a crabby. Give me a cop that solves crime.
Well, that's what I am. I'm a cop.
You're a cop that raises blood pressure, and I'm done with you.
Well, no, I solve all kinds of crimes. I investigated a murder last week.
I bet.
It was triple homicide. I don't even know how it happened.
After talking to you and your cheery attitude, I'm sure they jumped off the bridge.
Okay, well, that did happen, yeah. That did. I was investigating another car theft and...
Oh, my
woo,
God. Give
boom.
Me someone else to talk to, please. Anyone.
Well, I can't do that. I can't do that because I'm not a police officer. This is a prank phone call, and I'm having a great day doing it.
Do you have a badge number or something?
I don't. You know
you
what?
Don't?
Shucks.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your buddy Bill set you up.
What?
It's a joke. He said that you were unhappy about your car and wanted me to cheer you up.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my God. I was ready to murder this guy. This is like...
Well, I'll tell you what. Don't murder anybody because I might be investigating.